Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler from Petersfield Shine Radio, and I'm standing outside Morgan's Butchers at the moment with some lovely people from the Lions Club and Nicola from Homestart Butser. Now, I don't know who wants to talk to me from the Lions Club. I'm looking around and somebody's waving at me. So you are?
I'm Trevor Copping. I'm the president.
You're the president. And actually, I think we've met before, Trevor, actually.
We have
indeed. So give me a bit of background. Why are we standing outside Morgan's Butchers?
Well, the background is that since this last year, about November time, I went to see Nicola and we came up with an idea about helping families leading up to Christmas. I then came to see Ryan at Morgan's Butchers, where we are now, and we came up with the idea of having some meat vouchers which we would make available to some of Nicola's clients, those families who were financially in need and can do with a bit of help at Christmas time. So after consultation with Ryan, we came up with some options with three different packs of meat, and I can't remember what they were now, and the idea that we would give those vouchers, or Nicola would give the vouchers to the families. We don't know who the families are, only Nicola does, so maintain confidentiality, and they then came and brought their vouchers in here and exchanged them for the meat, and that was a total of about £750. So anyway, it was so successful. After talks with the club, we decided that we could do the same at Easter when people do feel the pinch a little bit, particularly those people whose children eat at school and so on and need some help at this time of the year. So we've done the same again. And we thought we'd like to publicise the event. And we have to say that Ryan, who will be here shortly, has been very, very supportive and fully on board with the idea.
Yeah, I mean, Easter's a really difficult time, isn't it? So I'm going to look around. They're all looking in an opposite direction now. So does anybody else want to talk to me, or do I carry on with... Carry on over here. So how do you actually go about fundraising?
Oh, we do all sorts of things.
We've got the
chairman of the committee. Who
chairman of the committee. I'm moving over to the chairman of the committee. Your name is?
I'm Mary Putnam.
Mary Putnam, right. And how did we do the fundraising?
We do all sorts of things. And the next one we've got coming up is on April the 13th. We've got a stall in the marketplace. We are appealing for donations of children's toys, books, puzzles, games, good condition. And we will have them on the stall, and people can take them for just a donation. And if that donation is a penny, that's absolutely fine. This is our service to the community. And also on that stall, we will be having a membership drive, telling people about us, because not enough people know about Lions, what we do, how we do it, what fun we have while we're doing it, and that is our next fundraiser.
Excellent. Right.
At the moment, I'm Madeline King. At the moment, we're doing the wine bar in the festival hall for the music festival.
Ah, okay.
So I'm doing three sessions, and we've got at least four people every night there for the whole of the
festival. Excellent.
It's a week and a half, I think. In the festival hall.
Brilliant.
Well, okay. David and I are on tonight and tomorrow night.
Oh, right. So you're on bar duty. So, yep. Oh, right. Okay. Right. I'm going to move over to Nicola. Nicola, you're from Butser Home Start, and this is absolutely a brilliant idea, isn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's such a piece of community partnership. So all our families are obviously struggling or in some way, and they have children under five. Times are tight, budgets are stretched, and some of our families more than others are needing a little bit of extra support. So when Trevor and the Lions came up with this idea at Christmas, well, the joy on the families when we offered them this voucher was incredible. But it's also just something very special to be offered such quality.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're broke and stretched, you don't always have the best. But this meat, this butcher's, is incredible. So the pack that they receive, well, it's an absolute joy to them. So when we had it all offered to us again for Easter, again, 25 really, really grateful, happy families. So we really like to say thank you to the Lions. But also we're doing a lot of work with you in partnership and other organisations, and it's really the way that community works best. Yes. And Petersfield in this area is very, very strong. So, but currently, this year we supported 260 families, so, and that's almost double last year. So the need is growing. So we're always looking for volunteers as well. So we train volunteers to support families to go into their homes or work in our groups. So, yeah. But anyway, just a really big thank you to the Lions and to Morgan's Butchers for a fantastic initiative. Thank you.
I'm now with Ryan from Morgan's Butchers, and I've just been listening to the Lions about this wonderful food voucher, meat vouchers that they've been doing. So what are your thoughts on all of this?
Firstly, good morning to everyone, and my thoughts on helping the community. I think it's great that we can do it. It's great for people to eat quality food, and we would like to do plenty more of it if we could. But yeah, I think it's a great organisation that you yourselves are involved with, and yeah, we're fully supportive. So yeah. I think it's absolutely
brilliant. It's a great thing for families that probably couldn't actually come in. Have meat from your shop, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good. Like I say, we're fairly priced. It's quality. We think that everyone should have quality food. And again, like I say, we're fully supportive of your organisation to help provide this to these families. So it's very good.
Great. Well, I have to say, I think it's a fantastic project, and it's so good our community doing. I mean, I think Petersfield's got a huge voluntary and wham bit for all of this, haven't
they? I think local people that are involved, the community always pulls together to help people, which I think is fabulous. And it doesn't matter what background you're from or anything like that. It's something that everyone should do, and it's a real community spirit. So happy to be part of it.
Yeah. And it'll be great that everybody can have a happy Christmas. Happy Easter.
It will be, but it won't be long away, and it will be Christmas again. But no. It will be very good that everyone's going to have a very good Easter. They're going to eat some quality food, have some very good family time. And, and they've got Petersfield Lions Club to thank for that. And, like I say, we're happy to be part of it. So just like to thank them for obviously using us to provide that service. And, may long it continue.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.